Since February, patients in Illinois have been able to swap their opioid prescriptions for marijuana, and many are doing just that.
We have almost 900 patients enrolled in the program now, and over 300 physicians who have created a user account and submitted a physician certification for a patient.
Connie Muller-Moody works on medical cannabis at the Illinois Department of Public Health. The program is open to any patient who has a prescription for opioid medications like OxyContin. The state is still gathering statistics on why patients are participating, but nationwide, chronic pain is the most common reason people turn to medical marijuana, and for some people, pot is more appealing than powerful opioids. Gavin Glass is a student at Southern Illinois University who has suffered from back and nerve pain since he was in high school. He was barely able to get through his classes, he said, and struggled to make it through the day.
I was never actually on any opioids, but they were certainly recommended to me.
He says medical marijuana has made a huge improvement in his life. His joints stopped hurting and he has more energy. But not everyone is sold on the benefits of marijuana, and because the federal government limits research on it, the impact is still uncertain.
The problem is that the medical marijuana is a lot of anecdotal evidence. There's not a lot of true scientific studies out there with double-blind studies or any scientific background whatsoever.
Bill McCreary is a retired pharmacist and member of the Center for Rural Health at Southern Illinois University. He supports the medical marijuana program, and he says opioids carry greater risks than the chemical components of pot.
The long-term effects of opioids are, at this point, we think much more serious than long-term effects of cannabinoids and THC.
Marijuana has fewer side effects and overdoses. In 2017, there were more than 2,000 opioid-related deaths in Illinois. That doesn't mean patients can't overdose on marijuana. They can, though it's extremely unlikely for adults. And even if it happens, it's unlikely to result in death.
With opioids, we know that the neural functioning of the brain is actually altered, and it doesn't come back.
Dr. Peter Grinspoon is a physician in Massachusetts, where medical marijuana has been legal since 2012. He believes it's effective, especially for patients who need lifelong pain management.
Your life is so much better on cannabis, which doesn't take anything away from you, than it is on opiates, which sort of sucks the life out of you.
But Grinspoon also sees a role for regulation, particularly when it comes to how medical marijuana is packaged and sold. He's especially cautious about edibles that can appeal to children who are vulnerable to overdosing.
If marijuana or cannabis is a medicine, then don't put it in something that tastes good. You wouldn't put ibuprofen in a gummy bear. Why would you put cannabis in a gummy bear? A 4-year-old kid or a dog wouldn't know the difference, and they'll eat the whole bag.
The Illinois program requires doctors have an existing relationship with the patient requesting marijuana, in part so these concerns can be discussed. For patients like Gavin, it's made a huge difference.
Because I felt like I had got my life back again, and I felt comfortable doing things because I wasn't in pain all the time.
The Alternatives to Opioids program will expire in June of 2020 unless it's extended by the state legislature. Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.